B-A-C-H-R-Y, it'd be one echo papa. Did you buy the frequency there, Henry?
V-A-3-H-R-Y.
Yeah, our balloon beaconed about 12 minutes ago, and it's hitting for the Bermuda Triangle there. Over.
Oh, really? Oh, it's going to disappear. It's going to go into those stories where it just disappears off the radar. Not that I believe in a whole lot of it, but interesting. Very good. Wait a minute. That's going heading south. Over.
Yeah, that's hitting the southeast. Anyway, it's aiming between Africa and South America, so it looks like it's going right in between the two. But it's still off the coast of Nova Scotia there. Probably, I don't know. Let me put the scale on it here. It's probably about 300 miles from Yarmouth, Nova Scotia, between Yarmouth and New York. Over.
Yeah, okay, Emil. Yeah, I know I looked at it maybe an hour and a half ago, more or less, but you're saying it beaconed about 10 minutes ago. Okay. So it's pretty well in the same area, unless it caught some tailwind. What's the altitude? I could look it up myself, but I'm reading a little bit of history here on some something. What's the altitude?
Yeah, okay. I got to refresh SunHub. For some reason, my computer doesn't automatically refresh. But give me a second here. Yeah, we're still at 13,020 meters, so that's good. And we're transmitting on 14.0970. And it's minus 8 degrees where it's at. So, and the velocity is 19.54, I don't know, per hour, I guess. I'm not sure. And this is supposed to be day 5 of the launch. So there you go. SunHub is a lot slower than that other Noop site that I gave you there. Over.
Oh, okay. I didn't compare. But there's a lot of interesting data in that. What's the name of it? I don't remember the name of it. I put it into my desktop on my phone, and definitely we'll look at it more often. Okay. Well, it sounds like the balloon is healthy. I'm sure Adrian will be happy about that.
Yeah, the site is called Trakito, something like that, Trakito. And on the bottom of all those numbers, did you see the all the call signs and their numbers and their affiliates? I'll have to check these with my on my QRZ and make sure I got them all. But very interesting page there, that's for sure. Over.
Yeah, very interesting. I was more concerned about metric versus the old English system of measurement, but it has both, which is excellent. But I didn't explore the whole site, whatever, you know. I didn't get familiar with it, but I will go back to it. Anyway, I'm going to get back to this, reading a little bit of history about an old shipwreck off the coast of Namibia, or as otherwise known as the Skeleton Coast. And apparently there's a lot of shipwrecks, which are from the 1500s, which sounds pretty interesting. Anyway, VE1EP, VA3HR1. Thanks for the update.
Yeah, very good, Henry. Seventh rate. We'll be on the side monitoring. One echo for top portable. Clear the frequency and standing by.
Oh, Emil, before you go, did you enjoy the video?
I'm sorry, I didn't pick up on a video. I'll go double check. Over.
Yeah, it's on your should I sent it via text via your phone number. Just to let you know, I was bored.
Why would you want to pour two at the same time there, unless you got company and you're not telling me there, Henry, or?
Well, that's my point, Emil. I was pouring two because I was hoping you'd show up, over.
Yeah, okay, you got me on that one. You got me on that one. I'll take a rain check there, Henry. But I got to get going. I got to make an estimate there on some baseboard. I better get to do that. And I hear the wife there in the other room, so I better go check, see what she needs. 7-3, my friend, one echo, papa portable. Clear the frequency and standing by.
Okay, Emil. And thanks for the update. VE1EP, VA3HY. 7-3.